Welcome to WikiCode Quickies, ladies and gentlemen. This is episode number 38 of the WikiCode Quickies with me, your host and founder, Norbert PM, of course. In today's episode, we are going to take a look at four new JavaScript array methods that are going to be extremely helpful. They also cover to 88% of all browsers and will make your life just much, much easier. Now, please, if you are on Spotify, you would be encouraged to also watch this video because I'm going to do a small little demonstration of the new array methods. If you're not able to watch the video, and also if you're in the car, then please just listen to my beautiful voice because I'm going to explain everything in detail. Also, the entire code is down in the description below. So please take a look at my blog, follow the link. You're going to land on the page and you can just copy the code and replicate it yourself. So with this being said, let's get into the episode. First things first, we're going to talk about four new methods: two sorted, two reversed, two spliced, and with. Yes, you heard me right, with. Very important, these methods already exist in JavaScript, but now they do something completely different. They do not destroy or they do not change the initial array. Let me take you through the setup here. We got an HTML file. We just have a title, we have a button, and we have an output. Also, we have our JavaScript linked up, our script tag, and I'm also using the Bootstrap CDN. I told you in the last episode, Bootstrap is extremely, let me change this, is extremely helpful for quick projects. And this is a perfect demonstration of how easily you can set up Bootstrap and just whip it in for some simple style. Also, you could use Tailwind CSS. Now, let's jump to our JavaScript. In our JavaScript, We have one single file. This file will first of all grab onto two elements. We're going to grab onto the output, which is just a ID with the name of output. And we're going to grab onto the button, which also has the ID of btn. Now we're going to add a event listener to the button that when it's going to be clicked, will trigger a function that will display the arrays. An S here because there are multiple arrays. So the arrays are actually two arrays. We have the initial array, which is going to be called array A, and then array B, which will be for starters exactly the same as array A. So if I do here refresh, then also open this up using live server or HTML file, that is, but then click on the click button, which is then going to display me my arrays. Now, the two arrays are perfectly identical for now. Array A, which is displayed blue, and array B, which is displayed red. Now, the array contains five numbers, which are four. Actually, basically, there's 1, 2, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But they are in a unordered way. So if you would order the array, you could just use the good old sort method. The sort method, as you know, will change or destroy the initial array, change it, and return a new array. So if I would use here, I'm just going to comment the code out now, I would use here to reassign the array B, which is going to be array A.sort, which is going to take in A and B and trigger a function that is going to then sort the array in which order you want to sort it. And now if I click on display arrays, we're going to get both arrays, array A and B, sorted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Meaning that array A and array B, or array A was changed and array B was created using the sort method. Now, if I comment this out and now use the toSorted method, this will only change array B depending on array A and will not change array A. So if I click here on display array, I was going to change this to display array, the name of the button. Then you will see that array A is unchanged and array B is changed by being sorted from 1 to 5. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and array A is still 5, 2, 3, 4, 1. Okay, so as you can see, array A was not changed, was not destroyed. The initial array was kept and a new array was created with the sorted method, or which actually is sorted. Now let's take a look at to reverse. Basically, this does the same thing as reverse, as the reverse method, which will just reverse the elements of an array and return the reversed array. So now if I click on display array is going to give me the new array, but in a sorted manner. Also, the initial array, array A, will not be changed. Okay, next up, we're going to take a look at the to spliced method. The method will remove element of an array and then return a new array. Let's say I'm going to splice at 1 and 0. Let's hit save, display array. Let's say I'm going to remove the very first element. Then it's going to remove the number 2, which is at the index number 1. If I want to add an element, I want to add it back. I'm going to add number 6 here at the index 2. Then it's going to add number 6 here. Now let's take a look at the width method. The width method adds an element to an array and returns the new array. For example, if I would add at the index 2 instead of a number, I'm going to add subscribe, then it's going to display subscribe to the channel. If you haven't already subscribed, then please subscribe to the channel. Okay, so these are all 4 array methods or new array methods that will be implemented completely in all of the browser. You can also check out Can I Use, which is going to tell you the sort method is already at 88.22%. Also the to reversed and to spliced method. They are pretty much up there. They're much waiting on Safari to be implemented and they're done. Okay, so hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, give it a thumbs up, leave a review. Also subscribe to the channel if you not already have so. And with this being said, I wish you a lovely day and happy coding as always. Take care. Bye-bye.